Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that you all are ready for tonight's stories, because I got quite a few to tell. Shout out to the channel members and my patrons, especially the new channel members that have recently joined. Welcome to the Dark Forest family. Now, let's get spooky. This is my first time posting, but I've been curious for years if anyone has ever seen the creature that crossed my path in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure I was a senior in high school, so it was around 2011. My group of friends and I were always obsessed with haunted, creepy things and places. I think our interest began as kids. We lived across the street from this abandoned mental asylum that we would regularly sneak into. So naturally, when we heard about the Downington's Twin Tunnels, we were psyched to go. This place is still on a driveabout road. It's two attached tunnels with one active tunnel and one completely grown over with bush and water, kind of like a swamp. They are pretty long and curved, so there is a point in the tunnel where no light can enter, making it pitch black. Legend has it, there have been some deaths and murders there. Supposedly, a pregnant woman hung herself from the middle of the tunnels. And years later, in the 90s, there was a woman's body chopped up and found stuffed in a suitcase which was placed in the tunnels. So according to folklore, if you walk through the tunnels at night, you emerge from the other end with scratches on your arm. Or, if you drive through it, as we did, you could hear the feet of the suicidal pregnant woman dangling on top of your car. So we go. I'm driving. We drive through a few times, park in the middle, turn the lights off of the car, roll down the windows, and wait to see anything. It's a bust at first, and since I'm driving, I'm all ready to call it a night, but a friend eagerly says, "One more try." So that's when we do. I park in the middle, turn the lights in the car off, and sit there silently waiting for something to happen. Now, since this is still an active tunnel, I remind you, I have my key in the ignition ready to turn it on in an instant, so that if a car comes speeding down, I could quickly turn the car on and flash the lights to let them know that we're there. So I'm staring at the mouth of the tunnel, when all of a sudden, I see this large dark figure walk across the mouth of the tunnel. I'm amazed, mind you, almost didn't believe it. Until it turns into the tunnel and starts walking directly towards the car. I can only describe it as an extremely tall humanoid figure with broad shoulders, long arms that dangle almost down to its knees, and a rectangular-shaped head with no distinguishing features, just completely black. At this point, it's getting closer, and I'm so freaked out that I instinctively turn the car on and the lights flash on, and the thing vanishes. I immediately turn to my friend and he says, "Did you see that?" And I reply, "Yes." Although it feels nice to have another person validate what I had just seen, it has left me completely uneasy for years. So I'm asking anyone out there, can you explain this? Have you ever seen anything like that? So my boyfriend and I go on drives a lot. It was 9 p.m., so there was no way this could be sleep deprivation. I'm thinking it was the shapeshifter because something seemed off about it. We drove from Spokane, Washington to Long Lake, basically on the line of reservation land. It was a nice 2-hour long drive. We wanted to see a new area. Well, we were driving, looking at the scenery and stuff because it looked pretty. Well, we see what looks like this big dog standing on the side of the road, but as we got close, it got smaller, from the size of a giant Dane to a German Shepherd. Kinda weird, but alright. We slowed so the dog could pass the road, about 5 miles per hour, otherwise I'd flip my shit. You go slow around doggos, but it just stood there, staring at us. I wanted to see if it had a collar, something I've seen plenty of times, but when I went to open my door, all the reflexes screamed at me just to go. I told my boyfriend to floor it, and when I looked behind, the dog was still there. Normal dogs would have been spooked and ran off, but I've seen some weird dogs that haven't. The thing that got me was the dog's eyes were oddly reflective like a cat's. I've owned dogs, and eyes can be reflective, but not to this extent. I just found it really weird that my body froze up as I was staring at this dog through the car's window. It could have been just a weird dog, but my physical being tells me otherwise. On Tuesday, February 16th, I was laying in bed around midnight. At the time, only my dad was home, but he was sleeping. I had been in my room for the past 2 hours watching a speed run, and nothing was out of the ordinary. I didn't have my headphones on at the time, so I could hear everything, and to that point, all I could sense was the video on my laptop. Well, shortly after the clock rolled over to tomorrow, this putrid, horrid, rotten, sulfuric stench filled the room. I instantly thought there was a backup in my house. I went all over the house, but as far as I could tell, the smell only came from my room, specifically by the windows overlooking the backyard. It was getting late, so I doused the room with air freshener and turned a fan on and went to sleep. That night, Wednesday, February 17th, I'm in bed again. I should mention that when I'm in bed, my back faces the backyard windows. Again, right around midnight, the smell returns. This time, though, there was a scratching at my window. I turn back to look, and the scratching stops and the smell is still there, though. I got dressed and went outside to see if an animal had somehow gotten up to my window. It wasn't a second-story window, but it still was about 10 feet off the ground. There was no tracks, and the smell was even worse out there, and only existed right outside my window. I was more spooked than yesterday, but I decided it must have just been one of my neighbor's garbage cans scraping against the chain-link fence. Then, we have last night, on the 18th on Thursday. I'm in bed, and again, like clockwork, at midnight, the scratches and smell return. I'm dead tired from work, though, so that night, I don't have the energy to look into what's causing it, so I fall asleep. While sleeping, I dream of my room. It wasn't sleep paralysis, as I've experienced that before. The smell was worse than it has ever been. I was almost throwing up. Then, standing on my windowsill, was a creature I had never seen before. It was like a deer, except it was walking on its two hind legs. Its front two were tucked in like how a dog acts when they want a treat. It hopped along my windowsill. Its skin was brown and patchy. The eyes were what caught my attention the most. They were like headlights. There was no pupils or anything, just large beams of light. I found myself staring at them. I don't know how long I did, but eventually I mumbled a single word. Skinwalker. And everything disappeared, and I woke up. No idea as to what is going on tonight. I have a dream catcher that a professor gave to me years ago. I might hang that over my bed. Around a year ago in May of 2020, my parents were going on their annual trip to Florida with my three brothers for a week. My mother asked me if I could go to their house and feed the family dogs or stay and house sit. Being the daughter I am, I told my mother I would just stay at their house to save on gas. Throughout the week at night, I would bring the two dogs inside to feed safer since my parents live on a somewhat back road. Keep in mind, my parents' house is surrounded by trees, and there is a thick tree line separating their house from the other two neighbors. Well, one night, while I was at the house alone, I had called my best friend, Bailey, to come over and stay the night. We were going to do what two middle-aged 20-year-old females do when they're alone. Play video games, watch movies, TikToks, and drink a little. While Bailey and I were in the kitchen around 3 or 4 a.m. making homemade funnel cakes like the fat asses we were, the dogs kept moving around and staring at the glass kitchen door that led off into the back porch. I asked Bailey to let them out there so they could chill and we would have enough leg room while we were cooking. While we were eating our funnel cakes, we came across a TikTok about making homemade temporary tattoos with a printed picture and perfume. Now keep in mind, my parents have about 3.82 acres of land, so there was a family house, my father's two-car garage, workshop, and a large pool barn. Those two buildings are farther out near the tree line, so Bailey and I walk out to the workshop to go into my parents' work office. I punch in the code to the garage door, and we go inside, straight to the computer, and print out each other a picture of Kylo Ren and try to make into temporary tattoos for each other. Before I go any further, a little side note, my parents have security cameras all over their property, and inside their office is a television above the screen showing all the live footage from the cameras. So while I was cutting out the tattoo for Bailey, she says, "What is that?" I stop cutting and look up at the cameras. At first, I didn't see anything except for a small figure in front of the pole barn. It looked like it was sniffing at the garage door. I shrugged it off and told her it was probably one of the many stray dogs that roamed around the area. Bailey nudged my arm quickly after I said that, and pointed to the screen again. Wanting to prove to her that it was probably just a stray dog, I stood up and looked closer to the screen, and when I did, I saw the figure, but it didn't look like one of the small dogs. The creature was hunched over on all fours. Its arms were super thin and long, but pointing outwards from its chest, kinda like how you would imagine the bitch from The Exorcism to be when she crawled on all fours. It had no fur, its skin looked tight on its body. And when I tell you that my inner white bitch went to open the door to look at it, Bailey stopped me right when I grabbed the lock to the door. Looking back at the screen at the creature, it looked like it had scratched at the door of the pole barn. I immediately said, "What the heck is that?" And the creature turned its head straight in the camera, like it was a scene from The Office. When its head turned, I couldn't make out clear facial features, but it looked like it had a humanoid head with two big glowing eyes. Bailey and I screamed and it bolted, and I mean bolted off screen. Clearly freaked out, Bailey and I hugged each other like it would protect us. Then, something smashed against the garage door, not once, but twice. Like, you know what it sounds like for someone to smack a garage door from the outside with their hand. Yeah, just like that. I called my grandmother and told her that we thought we saw something and to stay on the phone with us until we ran into the house. Once we got into the house, we brought the dogs in, locked every single door, and took shots of Crown until we fell asleep. Now, we have talked about this a few times, and I think maybe it was a Wendigo. But Bailey thinks it was a Skinwalker. We live in Georgia. I don't think that they are near here. Help anyone. This happened about 10 years ago when I was a little kid with my family when we were camping in the backyard. My family owns a lot of land in eastern Indiana, so there was really no reason to go to any national park and pay for camping when we have a big property. At least, that is what my dad always told us growing up. My mother just agreed. I think she just didn't want to argue. Later on, she told me that our dad was extremely cheap and he didn't want to pay for anything, so that kind of explains why we never really went anywhere growing up. But back to the story. We were all camping out. There was two tents. My parents shared a tent, of course, and me and my brother shared the other. We were right next to each other around the fire pit. The fire pit was right next to the back porch to the back house that we left open to use the restroom at night. And that's when it had happened. Sometime, in the middle of the night, I had to take a pee. I didn't want to wake anybody up because, like I said, the sliding back door to the kitchen was open by the back porch. So I tiptoed, putting my chanclas on, and walked across the grass towards the back porch. I slowly open up the sliding glass door, closing it behind me once I'm inside the house, and I go to the bathroom and handle my business. After about a minute or two has passed, I slowly walk back outside and close the door behind me. It's completely black outside. My dad wants it to feel like we're really out in the woods, so he purposefully makes sure that nothing is on at night. I had nothing on me for light except for this little pocket one that hooks up to a keychain, something that my grandfather gave me like 3 years prior to this event. So I'm walking back towards the tent. I'm probably 30, maybe 35 feet away, judging back to the story. I saw this weird figure right next to the tent that I was sleeping in, the tent that my brother was still asleep inside. It was this pale man thing. I can't even explain it. It was on all fours like some kind of a dog, but it had more of a humanistic type figure, even though it was on all fours. It had head, shoulders, legs. There was something incredibly disturbing about the way its posture was. It was like it was meant to be on all fours, but then again, it was meant to be on its back hind legs too. But whatever it was looking for a way inside the tent as I had zippered it shut on my way out to use the restroom earlier. It almost seemed like it was sniffing at the fabric. I stopped in my tracks when I'd seen it. I flashed the light at it. It barely even shone anything, as I said. The light was small. But when I gasped and I screamed out at it, it turned its head at me and I saw its weird-looking face. Its face was almost featureless, except for the eyes. The eyes were glowing bright like the flashlights that I wish I had at the time. I barely saw this thing in the darkness. Plus, it had a slight mist as well, which didn't help my vision. As soon as that thing saw me, it must have got spooked off. It jolted and ran off in the woods behind us in the backyard. Like I said, my dad owned a lot of property. I was completely terrified, and me screaming woke everybody up at this point, and they were coming out of the tent hugging me, asking me what had happened and what I had actually seen. I explained everything to my parents. They thought I was delusional, maybe just having a bad dream or just saw something. But I know what I saw. What I saw was a skinwalker. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the 5 scary skinwalker encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah.